Good morning. Our scripture this morning is from the New Testament, Matthew 5, 1 through 12. It's on page 880. I feel quite honored to be reading this scripture. Thank you, Bob. On this beautiful day that we honor our saints in our lives. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountains, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and for those are the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you where people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely. On my account, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecute the prophets who were before you." Thanks be to God.
I'm going to share a secret with all of you. That painting that hangs in my office of the three little kids praying, a child of Asian descent, an African-American child, and a Caucasian child in prayer. It was painted by my second or third cousin, twice removed, I don't know. But a lady I've known for a long time was a few years older than me. And it was painted when she was a teenager attending this church. And it's, if you've seen the painting before, it's a very sweet painting, the one that hangs right over the chair that tips over in my office. A very sweet painting, beautiful painting, innocent, childlike in a way, but with a hint of sadness mixed in somewhere, I think in the darkness of the colors or what, I don't know. But that painting has a deeper meaning for me as well. At the time that she painted it, and painted it so well, I feel like she poured some of her soul out onto the canvas, but not just of everything she'd experienced in her 16 or 17 years, but experiences that she had not yet had when she painted it, that I, when I rediscovered it in a storage room here at the church when I came to be pastor, years later, that I knew were in her future. Primarily that her kid sister would get married and just be starting life and then suddenly contract spinal meningitis and die. And when that happened to my cousin Lori, the wheels kind of fell off their family for a little while. And there is a lot of hardship that all the members of the family have gone through, and a lot of sadness and a lot of struggle that they've gone through. That when she was 16 or 17 and painting it, she didn't know it, but she was already hinting at it. And that, I think, is what Jesus means in his Beatitudes. You know, he takes everything that they thought at the time was so blessed, to be strong and healthy and well and have your family intact and rich and successful, all those things that we thought were success. And he turns it all around completely and says, no, it's the person who mourns and grieves who finds happiness. It's the person who struggles with persecution who will find true happiness. It's all the hardships we make it through that create the depth and richness of a life. Now, Beatitudes comes from beatitudo in Latin, which means happiness. So this whole litany of things that Jesus gave us, of mourning and grief, of persecution, of meekness. He's saying, our life is rich, our life is full, precisely because it's uncertain, precisely because it's so delicate and fragile, precisely because we don't have unlimited time with our loved ones. That's what makes it so dear. So now, from now on, all these wonderful names, all these beautiful people that are a part of your life, just like when I look at that painting and I see the hardship underneath the surface, now, from now on, when I look at it, I will think of you. Life is so precious, isn't it? And all those people that have touched our lives in so many ways, that have crossed through and on to the other side, you know, we look at each other, and if we really look at each other, we can see those people right under our surface, can't we? Yes, we can. So, all the saints who from their labor rest, we're still here. We're still laboring. We're still feeling the blessings that they poured into our lives. We grieve. And isn't that a blessing? Amen.